So what Arizona is doing, I just read about this recently, is they're piloting a program where they're basically doing almost like a rideshare program that's being funded by grants so that they can help get transportation really resolved for some of the kids who don't have transportation to the school. So they can access, for example, a private school, if that's what they choose, that isn't in their neighborhood, by using these rideshare programs. The other thing, too, is, and just to speak to that, is we know that in 2015, when we originally passed our ESA laws here before it was removed by the Democrats, that they were, Kevin, I just lost my train of thought.
but you were talking about what we did with ESAs versus what Arizona's doing.
Yes. Well, and what I was going to say, apologies, thank you, you jogged my memory. It's my mommy brain, because we need our kids to go back to school.
It happens to all of us.
So what I was going to say was that there was a lot of schools that were wanting to come and really set up shop and build schools in these areas that don't typically have access to these high-quality schools. So they were ready to come, from out of state and pull the trigger to build those schools in these lower-income areas. And they would also have a lower price point to keep these kids educated. And so, we know that is something that will happen, but you have to build the program in order for those schools to come here. You have to have that demand. And so if you build these education freedom programs and you have a voucher-style education program where the funding follows the student, you're going to have these schools come, and now more of them will be built in these areas. And people don't realize there's a lot of especially faith-based, smaller private schools already in a lot of those lower-income areas that get overlooked, and those ones also have a smaller price point. So you have schools that are already in these areas. They're just, they're less well-known than some of the bigger private schools. But again, we'll get more schools. We'll have more options. We'll have more innovative type of options that will come to this state if we have the ability and we have the infrastructure to sustain it.
Again, Aaron Phillips joining us, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. You must be gratified when you see the news stories out of out of Virginia, where parents stood up and said, we're not going to come here hat in hand and beg to have a voice in my child's education. We are going to demand it. Do you feel that parents now are feeling more empowered to not just beg and grovel and ask for this, but to demand it?
Absolutely. I mean, we have seen, like you said, all over the country where parents are saying, you know what, if you are not going to allow me to teach and train my children in the worldview and the way that I believe is best, if you believe that you are the parent, then we're going to remove you. And we've been fighting this for so long that, we know lawmakers and teachers unions who think that they know better than the parent, that they believe that they have the right to parent your child. Like, that is not going to happen anymore. We have, finally gotten parents to wake up to what's going on. And we are saying, we will not co-parent with the government, and you do not know better than the parents. And so we're, all over the country, parents are standing up, they're walking to these, these voting booths, and then they're voting with their feet. They're saying, if you will not recognize me as the sole figure in my child's life, and you think that you want to be the parent, we're going to remove you from your positions. So I see that happening all over, and I see that happening here in Nevada. Parents are tired of it. The number one issue in Nevada right now is school choice among independent voters and among Republican voters. And so, and it polls like 60 to 70% among Democrat voters. So these lawmakers who think that they know best, and they think that they're going to be beholden to these teachers unions and continue to vote the same way, they're going to be removed by parents.
Joining us, Aaron Phillips, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. Can you stick around another 10 minutes?
Sure, absolutely.
Because there's so much more we want to talk about, including a major event that is going to be going on, backpacks for school supplies. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, I've been checking the traffic cams here, and I got to say, it looks pretty good on area freeways right now. No delays or disruptions on the 215 U.S. 95 looks like you're averaging about 55 miles per hour on Interstate 15. However, lots of road work going on. Those HOV lanes, they are closed on Interstate 15 between Warm Springs and Tropicana. That's both directions throughout the month of August. Also, they're filming a movie, Las Vegas Boulevard, in both directions between mile marker 7 and 12. That's north of U.S. 93, beginning at 6:30 tonight until 5:30 tomorrow morning. Keep that in mind.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
We have some bad news to pass along. And for those that have followed the Dodgers for so many years, then haven't we all? We lost a legend. We lost someone that brought us the joys of baseball. And the very sad news, the passing of Vin Scully.
An emotional Charlie Steiner on the Dodgers radio network announcing the passing of longtime broadcaster Vin Scully. The Hall of Famer passed away at the age of 94 in his Los Angeles area home. Scully began his career in Brooklyn calling games for the Dodgers and then followed the team to Los Angeles. He was the longest tenured team broadcaster in any professional team sport. Scully retired at the end of the 2016 season.
I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. 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 Reese's.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us, Aaron Phillips, sticking around, the president and co-founder of Powered Apparent. Back 8 years ago when they started, we were operating over at CBS at the time, and that's when our paths first crossed. And I can remember back then, you folks would go to school board meetings or board of trustee meetings and be treated almost like a nuisance. Like, yeah, go ahead. Here's your 3 minutes. Go ahead and then sit down and shut up. Do you find that in this new environment where parents are demanding that they be heard? Do you find that they're treating you any differently today than they were 8 years ago?
You know, I would say, as far as from an organizational perspective, I would say we have more, you know, respect. And, you know, obviously we've been able to do a lot as far as stopping policies and changing policies and empowering parents within these districts. But yeah, no, I think as far as parents go, I mean, you saw just, I mean, there was a viral video about a month or so. Well, it was right at the end of the school year where a mom went up to read an assignment that was given to her daughter in her theater class. And it was extremely inappropriate. And she began to read the assignment and the school board cut her off and said it was inappropriate. And she just said, well, if it's not appropriate for me to read to you at this meeting, then, you know, why? How is it appropriate to be given to my 15-year-old daughter by a teacher? And so, you know, I think there's still such a huge disconnect. You would think that at this point, these school boards would go, you know, ma'am, this sounds inappropriate, and we're sorry this happened, and we're going to help figure this out, you know, instead of just treating her like she's the bad guy and making her look bad and feel bad. You know, really recognizing that these parents are really begging for help from the school board because they're not getting it in the schools that they're in. So, yeah, I don't see a huge difference, frankly. I feel like there's a lot of irritation and disgust. And when parents come to meetings, and, you know, we've been really successful at bringing, you know, multiple parents, right? We bring hundreds of parents to meetings when there's an issue. And, you know, that eats up a big amount of time of these school board meetings. And they don't like it, you know. So I don't know if that will ever change.
Do you, Aaron, do you think there will ever come a time with this group of trustees that they will treat you and organizations like yours as true partners in trying to put together curriculum, safety guidelines, things like that? Do you think that there will ever be a time when they will treat you as partners in this enterprise?
You know, I mean, that's a tough question. I think that we have seen some hope in that area already. You know, I do think that we have developed some good relationships within the district and some of the trustees who would probably view us as partners or at least see the value in, you know, roping us into or looping us into some of these conversations. So I do think that's happened really just because of the elbow grease that we've really put forward in just hard work in developing relationships and not going away, right? But at the end of the day, you know, we put so much money and so many resources into these, you know, these school districts and into public school, and the results are typically, you know, really poor. I mean, if you were a business, and your return on your investment looked like what these districts are getting, you know, you wouldn't survive. You know, we continue to pour more money into schools and into programs that are failing. You know, we know 80% of the budget in CCSD goes to admin, goes to the top, never sees a classroom. So it's just like you see these numbers, and it's like, okay, maybe they can work with us. Maybe we'll have a little bit of success here. But at the end of the day, we've got to introduce accountability into the system. And frankly, the only way we're going to do that is we have to have more school choice. Right now, there's no incentive for these school boards to work with parents. There's no incentive to have quote-unquote customer service and make it better because there's no accountability. There's no reason for them to do that. And so we have to figure that out.
One area that is really, really scary for me is the whole idea of safety. And Jesus Jara and the Board of Trustees instituted new guidelines towards the end of the spring term to make our schools safer, not only for the kids, but for the teachers as well. Are you convinced that these new guidelines are going to work given a full term in the fall?
I'm not. You know, I think right now we have, because of the teacher shortage, right, there's not enough adults on these campuses many times. You know, I think that their discipline policies are hurting kids, not helping them. You know, I think in the name of equity, they've changed a lot of the disciplinary policies that would really be removing some of these really dangerous, violent kids from campuses, and instead they're just moving them around. You know, so I don't, until they change that, I don't think anything's going to be fixed. And at the end of the day, these kids are really suffering. I mean, we're looking at, you know, all of these policies, again, that are circumventing parents, that are, you know, progressive policies that are dismantling the family unit and devaluing the family unit. You have the fatherlessness rates that we could talk about in CCSD in the city and really all, you know, nationally. are really the root of the problem until we can really address some of those issues. You know, we're not going to be able to fix a lot of the violence issues. So, you know, there's one really great program that they've recently adopted, and it's the Dads. It's called, oh gosh, Dads on Duty is like the offshoot of this program. But they've adopted that program here in CCSD, and I know they're looking for dads who would be willing to come in and volunteer and just be on campuses, you know, throughout the week. I think those types of programs can have a lot of value, but ultimately we've got to loop parents back in. Parents and involved parents are the number one indicator of success for kids in school. And we've got to start reminding these people that parents have to be in charge. We have to empower parents to know how to advocate for their kids when they're getting, you know, stonewalled at these schools and the people aren't responsive to them. That's what we are going to continue doing, is really empowering parents to take control of their children's education and know how to advocate for them.
Again, Aaron Phillips joining us, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. Many of us, in fact, any of us that have been to a Walmart or Target or JCPenney's or any place knows that back to school is a big part of their business right now. A lot of parents taking the kids and getting their back to school supplies in tow. But there are some people that cannot afford to go to Target or to Walmart or to JCPenney, and that's why we need to do something for them. And at Power to Parent, you folks are helping out in a very big way. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so we have partnered with a really incredible organization that people may have heard of called Hope for Prisoners. And that organization really just helps families who've had a parent that comes out of prison, the prison system, helps train them, helps them find jobs, and really has reduced the recidivism rate in an incredible way. And so we're working with those families to help get the kids some backpacks with school supplies that they can just be ready on Monday to go back to school and feel really confident that they have all of the things that they need to be equipped to start school. So if anybody, I mean, you know, today's actually the last day to drop off those school supplies, and we have 3 drop-off locations. But if someone is just hearing us right now for the first time and really wants to be involved, we're also going to actually do the shopping for you. So we've had some cash donations. And if anybody wants to give cash donations, we have a Venmo. Power to Parent has Venmo. And then also just on our website, you can give through our website as well. And we will just take that money and turn it around and buy backpacks and school supplies for these kids so that we can be ready to pass those out this week and they can be ready for Monday.
And do you have the information of the 3 drop-off points either on you, or do you have them on your website?
Yeah, they're on our website. One of them is at Life Baptist Church in the Southwest Valley. One is at a TCMI church in the Northwest Valley, and then there's an LDS church sort of in the central area. But that information is on all of our social media and on our website as well.
I think it's so good what you're doing. Thank you for all the work that you do. Aaron, we'd love to have you on again and have you on again soon. Thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it, and I know we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Kevin.
There you have it. A really good person, Aaron Phillips. She cares about your kids and the education they're getting or not getting from CCSD. Stay with us. More to come. Oh, I was crushed last night. I was watching the Dodgers game. I was watching the Padres game, and all of a sudden they came on with word that an icon had passed away. Vin Scully, 67 years calling Dodger baseball. Unbelievable. 67 years. That's more than a lot of people live, believe it or not, and he is gone. It is incredibly sad. Some of the great calls of Vin Scully will be coming up next. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, you say Senate Democrats have a plan to lower prescription drug prices for seniors. Yet critics say it's a phony Washington shell game that siphons $278 billion from seniors' Medicare to pay for liberals' unrelated spending priorities. So let's clear this up for Nevada's seniors with a simple and fair question. Can you guarantee that all revenues from the Democrats' drug pricing plan will go directly towards lowering individual seniors' drug costs and will not be used to pay for anything else outside of the Medicare program? Again, it's a fair and simple question that deserves a direct and honest answer. Before you vote on a bill that will make significant changes to the Medicare plan millions of seniors rely on, Nevadans look forward to your response. Paid for by American Commitment.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you've been injured in an accident, call me right now, 728-5500. The call is free, and we'll come to you. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues, gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The baseball world was stunned last night. Vin Scully passed away at the age of 94. And simply put, he probably is the best baseball broadcaster in the history of the game. We've assembled, with the help of Gentleman Jim, a montage. And these are some of the, what, greatest moments in the Vin Scully broadcasting career?
Some of the great calls from Vin Scully from all the way back to the 1950s to the incredible comeback victory by the Dodgers in the 88 World Series. Great stuff.
Let's let you hear it.
Never in the history of the game has it ever happened in a World Series.
6 p.m. 2-2 to Harvey Keene. One strike away. Sandy into his windup. Here's the pitch. Swung out and missed. A perfect game.
One ball and no strikes. Aaron waiting. The outfield deep and straight away. Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone. What a marvelous moment for baseball. What a marvelous moment for Atlanta and the state of Georgia. What a marvelous moment for the country and the world. A black man is getting a standing ovation in the deep south for breaking a record of an all-time baseball idol. And it is a great moment for all of us, and particularly for Henry Aaron.
And look who's coming up. All year long, they look to him to light the fire. And all year long, he answered the demands. And with two out, you talk about a roll of the dice. This is it. High fly ball into right field. She is gone! In a year that has been so improbable, the impossible has happened.
That's incredible. That was Kirk Gibson, obviously.
That was the Kirk Gibson, yeah.
Coming off the bench, limping around the bases.
He had two bad ankles. He couldn't even walk.
But he could hit. and I tell you what, I got goosebumps.
Yeah, me too.
Listening. That is incredible. It's amazing to think that he is gone. But his legend lives on. Vin Scully, icon. What a great representative for baseball. Unbelievable. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The showroom at South Point presents Forever Fab, a tribute to the Beatles. Backed by popular demand. Plus, a musical journey through the 60s with 60s Mania. Get tickets early. Last time the show sold out fast. August 5th to the 7th. Tickets at the box office. Online at southpointcasino.com or charged by phone. 702-797-8055. Forever Fab. Plus, 60s Mania at the South Point.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has his hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Well, trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting right next to me. Not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It drove me nuts. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids can super serve you at both locations. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at qhalv.com. That's qhalv.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Amid rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need. And they're ready to support